أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل الحمد لله وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الله خير أما يشركون. أمن خلق السماوات والأرض وأنزل لكم من السماء ماء فأنبتنا به حدائق ذات بهجة ما كان لكم أن تنبتوا شجرها أإله مع الله بل هم قوم يعدلون. أمن جعل الأرض قرارا وجعل خلالها أنهارا وجعل لها رواسي وجعل بين البحرين حاجزا أإله مع الله بل أكثرهم لا يعلمون. أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء ويجعلكم خلفاء الأرض أإله مع الله قليلا ما تذكرون. أمن يهديكم في ظلمات البر والبحر ومن يرسل الرياح بشرا بين يدي رحمته أإله مع الله تعالى الله عما يشركون. أمن يبدأ الخلق ثم يعيده ومن يرزقكم من السماء والأرض أإله مع الله قل هاتوا برهانكم إن كنتم صادقين. قل لا يعلم من في السماوات والأرض الغيب إلا الله وما يشعرون أيان يبعثون. بل ادارك علمهم في الآخرة بل هم في شك منها بل هم منها عمون. See, all praise be to Allah and salams upon His chosen servants. Is Allah Ta'ala better, or the false deities that they join up with Allah Ta'ala? And who is it who has created the heavens and the earth and sent down rain from the skies? Then would it reproduce orchards with beauty? And is it possible for you to grow their trees? أَيْلَاهُمَّ Allah, is there any God with Allah Ta'ala, but they are a people that swerve away from the truth? And who is it who has made the earth firm for you to settle therein, and made in its midst rivers, and set thereon mountains immovable, and created a barrier between the two bodies of water? Can there be a God with Allah? But most of them do not understand. And who is it that listens to the distressed when he calls and relieves you of the sufferings and makes you the successors on the earth? Then can there be a God with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Little do they reflect. And who is it that guides you through the depths of darknesses, through the earth, to the land and the sea, and sends winds heralds of good news going before His mercy? Can there be a God with Allah Ta'ala? Then Allah Ta'ala is high above the things that they join up with Him. And who is it that originates creation, thereafter repeats the whole process, and sustains you from the heavens and the earth? Can there be a God with Allah Ta'ala, and produce your proof if you are telling the truth? Say, none have the knowledge of the hidden things of the heavens and earth but Allah, and they don't even know when they will be raised up for the reckoning. Their knowledge has been exhausted. concerning the hereafter, they have no knowledge, no understanding of the knowledge of the hereafter. Rather, they are in doubt therein. In fact, they are blind thereof. This verse Allah Ta'ala speaks about listening to the one that is in distress. Al-Muttar, person that he is desperate. Istirar is that frame of mind where a person has got no recourse absolutely for any help, any type of help, he's got no recourse. Imagine a person who is in the midst of the sea and he's got no connection with the earth whatsoever. Not through phone or not through any type of means. He doesn't have any truck with the earth. And he's right in the depths of the sea. And he's being tossed by the waves from left, right and center, from all directions. He's got no one to call to. In such a situation, who does the person call? So that person is called a muttar, a person that is desperate. So when a person calls to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this frame of mind of desperation, then Allah ta'ala definitely answers him. Even it may be a kafir that is calling to Allah ta'ala in this state of mind, then Allah ta'ala answers him. إِذَا غَشِيَهُمْ مَوْجٌ كَالزُّلَلِ دَعَوُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. When they are covered with waves like a cloud from all directions, then they plead to Allah ta'ala with absolute sincerity, pledging all their love, all their allegiance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, the hadith says, that a person is in this state, then he should make dua to Allah ta'ala with these words, Allahumma rahmatak arju, fala takilni ila nafsi tarfata'ain, waslih li sha'ani kullah, la ilaha illa anta. Allah ta'ala will definitely answer his dua. And the hadith also says, the du'as of some people can never be rejected. One is an oppressed person, be it an oppressed ruler that is above him, or an oppressing boss that is above him. Man is taking advantage over the person because of his poverty, because of his situation. Then the one that is above him takes advantage, and he's got no recourse, nowhere to turn to. This is his lifeline. And the one that is above him is taking advantage over him. And then he pleads to Allah Ta'ala. So if he's going to curse at that time, then his curse is definitely going to be answered. So those that are in positions and they have got people under them, then what a note of caution. أَمَّن يُجِيبُ الْمُطَّرُ. Isn't he the one that listens to the one that is in desperation? Similarly, a person that is traveling abroad and he has no contact with his home, he is stranded, absolutely stranded, people don't know him, and nor does he know any person. In this frame of mind, how does he plead and call to Allah Ta'ala? Similarly, a man who depended entirely on his children and his young to support him and to take care of him, if they abandon him or they are cruel towards him, then he's got no other recourse but to plead to Allah Ta'ala for the suffering that he is going through. So, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that answers the dua and the prayers of the one that is in distress and in desperation. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. The unbelievers also say that when we become dust, we and our fathers become dust, will we be risen again? These promises have been made to us and our fathers in the past. These are no more than the fables of the ancient. Say, travel through the earth and see for yourselves what was the end of those that were guilty of crime. And not grieve over them, nor be distressed about their plots and their plannings. And they say, when is this promise coming to pass? Say, if you are truthful. Say, it is likely that some of the things that you are hastening may be close behind you. Things that you are hastening and asking for in haste, they are pursuing you very closely, and your Rabb is full of grace upon mankind, but most people are unthankful. Indeed, your Rabb knows all what their hearts conceal and reveal, and there isn't a single وَمَا مِنْ غَائِبَةٍ فِي السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Nothing hidden in the heavens and the earth, but it is recorded in a clear book. This Quran explains to the Bani Israel most of the things that they disagree. The disagreements and their disputes are cleared by the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif is the standard and it is the protection for all the previous books. It will show the right from the wrong, and it is also a book that will preserve all the previous divine books. And indeed it is a guidance and a mercy for the believers. Your Rabb will decide between them by His decree, and He is exalted in might and all-knowing. Trust in Allah, and indeed you are upon the clear truth. May Allah give us tawfiq.